Good morning, Nashville. Welcome into the first edition of the Michelle Knezovic Show. You can listen to it every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We are very, very sad because Elijah Campbell, Campbell and Knezovic, unfortunately, the show is over, Jared. We are so proud of Elijah, though. He has gotten a new job, moving on, but I told him that I will be calling him when college basketball season is around the corner, and he will forever be our college basketball analyst. So proud of Elijah. Definitely going to miss him here at 102.5 The Game, 106.3. Was a great co-host. But now, Jared, there is just two of us. Jared Cassidy behind the board, Michelle Knezovic, me behind the mic today. Jared, how are you doing this morning? Uh-oh, Jared muted. First mute of the day, Jared.
Technically wasn't a mute. I just didn't have it up. So
whatever you say.
Yeah. Doing great. Just to speak on the Elijah thing, obviously a big part, and he is sorely missed here, but incredible man. And we will contact him in the future whenever we have any random basketball knowledge that we need. That's our man. That's our go-to guy for it. So
yes, exactly. So the new rendition, I can't do 2 hours on my own because, you know, Elijah, he provides all that content that you need. So 1 hour, we are going to squeeze it in for you, all Nashville sports fans, going to give you the latest on everything you need to know every Saturday morning. You can watch us streaming on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every day. Our video stream is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Or you can listen on the Game Nashville app, 102.5 or 106.3. So, Jared, I talked to you a little bit before we hopped on because this is the first edition of the show. So we're going to try some fun stuff. And if you like it, text in, call in. If you want to weigh in on any specific conversation, we're going to be talking a lot of Nashville Predators this morning. Feel free to call us, text us, 615-737-1025 on our text line or our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I'm going to start this new thing. We're going to do this every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. from 9 to 9:12-ish. And it's going to be called Your Morning Brew. So if you're watching on the stream, I've got my morning coffee right here. Jared just brewed himself a morning coffee. Mine's a little ratchet because I brought ice cubes from home in a cup and did hot coffee. So it's like lukewarm right now. But, you know, you get the point. However you like your coffee, I accept it, or however you choose to drink your caffeine. But that's okay. Just grab your morning brew or your Coke, because I know everyone in Nashville loves Coca-Cola. So the morning brew, we're going to talk about all of the headlines in Nashville, everything that you need to know as a Nashville sports fan, kind of give you like a little roundup. The first one, if you follow any sort of sports at all in Nashville, you have heard this talked about for the last 6+ months, even talked about it before the NHL season even started this year, and that is still today, on July 9th, a big old question mark in front of Philip Forsberg's name. Still no contract decided between him and the Nashville Predators. There's been a lot of rumors, you know, over the last couple of weeks, a lot of reports out. David Poile actually said on the record, they've figured out the contract as far as no trade clause, but they're just trying to figure out the money. Obviously, the Predators, as a franchise, want to pay him a little less so that they can work out their cap. That's a job of a general manager. They want to make sure that they can get as many people they want to sign for the best deal possible. But Philip Forsberg wants to do the best for himself, so he wants a little bit more. David Poile said that essentially the Forsberg side wants high eights, they want low eights. So that is still a big question mark. We thought this week that something might have happened before the NHL draft. And now we're just days and days closer to free agency, which free agency will hit on July 13th, which is Wednesday. So Monday and Tuesday are going to be big days to, you know, keep on your Twitter notifications, keep your ears open to see whether something is done. I personally think that something will happen in the 11th hour. I think something's going to happen on July 12th. Jared, what do you think?
Okay, I'm a little different. I think it's going to be before that. I'm going to go ahead and say that I think it's going to be Monday when it happens.
Okay, Monday starting off the week. I'm sure Preds fans would like that because then they could feel, you know, a little calmer, a little like, okay, we've got Philip Forsberg. He's not going to hit the free market. And then in free agency, the Predators will have a clearer vision of maybe who they can go out and get to add to the team. Do you think there's any possibility that this deal does not get done by Wednesday and Philip Forsberg ends up hitting the free market?
Nope.
Really?
0%.
So I'm about 97% he stays with the Nashville Predators. 3%, like that little hesitation that there is a slight chance that both sides do not want to crack. But if one side does crack, I think it's going to be the Predators, and I think Philip Forsberg is going to get the amount that he wants. Because at the end of the day, Philip Forsberg can say, hey, I'm going to walk, and the Nashville Predators know that they need him as a goal scorer on this team. But we will just have to wait and see. We've been talking about this for 6 months. That's going to be the biggest story on our airwaves, especially if a deal is done. So we'll just have to wait and see. About three more days, Saturday the 9th. 10th, Monday. You think it's going to be done on the 11th. I think it's going to be done on the 12th. We'll just have to wait and see. Text us in what you think. If you think Philip Forsberg will get re-signed by the Predators, you think he might not get re-signed by the Predators, hit free agency, 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And sticking with the Predators, NHL draft was this week. The Nashville Predators picked at 17th. Joakim Kimmel, they picked him at 17th, and from all the reports, it's said to be pretty much a steal for the Nashville Predators. I mean, he was projected to be a top 10 draft pick, and it's kind of funny. Robbie Stanley actually made a really good point during Robbie and Rex Road this week that usually they have the player's name on the back of the jersey when they give it to him, and he puts it on, you know, and he gets his picture and all of that, and they didn't have his name on the back of it. And he said that, you know, he thought they didn't think they'd be able to get him at 17th.
Yep. So I produced that show, the NFL draft show, here on Thursday night with those three guys.
Yep.
So during that, you know, and we're sitting here talking in between and everything, and that was the general census, was that they did not expect him to be there at pick number 17. Some I have heard Willie mentioned it on the DDC earlier this week. I believe it was yesterday that they had seen him. Him and Darren were talking about that they had seen him as high as number two. And then an injury kind of moved him down to like number seven-ish, 7 to 10 range. And they didn't expect him to be there at 17. So they did not have the nameplate. But, man, in all accounts that I've read from everything from here and my own accounts, it's general census is great.
It's a steal, but I will say the one thing that kind of irks me about the NHL draft is, you know, you get your draft pick and all these kids are 18 and you can tell they look so young, right? I was watching across the screen and I don't know if I never noticed it before because, like, I'm in my 20s and I never thought they looked especially young. And then you see 18 years old go across the banner and it's like, wow, these guys are babies. And the thing that I guess frustrates me, it's so exciting, right? The NHL draft, who are they going to pick? But then, okay, now we're not going to see you for however many more years until you're in the league. And whereas like the NBA draft, the NFL draft, you're seeing these rookies be playmakers, starters that season right after the draft. So that's the only thing that, but it's just the NHL, just how it goes. They're right. Not ready yet.
Yeah, and they made some good points too about like, about how the Preds are not going to try to rush him. I mean, obviously, this is way too early. I mean, the guy hasn't even touched the ice for the Preds, but this is all in speculation. But the three of them on the draft show right after he was picked, you know, they were talking about, you know, how soon could we see him? They said that the Preds don't really rush people, which is true. You go back in the past, they are not going to rush people up just to put somebody in a lineup. We have plenty of people there right now that can prove themselves too. So that is also another thing. But, man, It feels good. I mean, we even asked him, and I have a clip of it too, but they even asked him, they said, well, what are you here for? And he said, I'm, you know, score goals. And, you know, honestly too, and take this what it works, English is not his first language. So when we had him, So when we had him on right after he was picked, you know, towards the end of our draft coverage, when we had him on, they kept asking him questions, you know, about, you know, what he liked about it. You know, does he look good in the Preds gold jerseys? And he said, oh yeah, I love it. You know, but the English barrier, but man, it was pretty incredible to hear him talk about it and, you know, hear him talk about getting his name called and everything. It's just, it's pretty neat. I'm sure it's one heck of a life moment there for him.
Well, and you think about, he's 18 years old, right? Just coming out of high school, and I would have no idea how to speak any other language, right? Like, correct, the fact that he can even, and I know in other countries and in Europe, they do learn English, you know, more than we were to learn Finnish here or something like that. But that's got to be a huge barrier just for NHL players in general, right? Like, and Robbie Stanley made a really good point. He gets drafted, right? And then as soon as you hear your name called, it's about 2 hours of taking pictures and interviewing and doing press conferences. And in his head, I mean, that's got to be so overwhelming. But they did ask him a nice question about, obviously, Pekka Rinne is from Finland and was a Nashville Predator, a staple here in Nashville. And he was like, yeah, Pekka's, you know, great in Finland, and he's somebody who everybody knows in the hockey world. So that was kind of a cool connection that they said. And then the Predators also, before the NHL draft, they signed Ryan McDonagh to the team from Tampa Bay Lightning on defense. That's another name that's going to be a huge addition to the Nashville Predators. He will actually be able to play right away, I think. As far as a defenseman, you know, this guy's won 2 Stanley Cups, was in the finals this year. I think he's going to be a great addition to the roster. Free agency is going to be on Wednesday for the NHL. And then lastly, as we finish up your morning brew, we talked a lot of Preds, but quickly switching into college football, USC and UCLA will be joining the Big Ten. This is going to be another domino that has fallen in college football. We heard earlier this year about Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC, and SEC Media Day is coming up in just about 2 weeks. Caroline Fenton and I will actually be down there talking to coaches and doing a lot of reporting for our station. I think in these next couple weeks leading up to college football, we're going to see a couple more big changes and hopefully find out what it could look like, what it could look like for a Tennessee football regular season. Are they going to do the pods? Are they not going to be playing Alabama every single year? There's going to be a lot of changes happening in college football, but those are just a couple of the headlines. If you're a Nashville sports fan, that's all you're going to want to know. You're probably going to want to know more. If I miss something, text me or call us, 615-737-1025. On the other side, Elliot Friedman was on the DDC earlier this week talking a little bit more about the Philip Forsberg situation and how they can get a deal done here in Nashville. Who was going to crack first, the Nashville Predators or Philip Forsberg? You're listening to The Game on 102.5 and 106.3.
Elliot, we've been speculating this. If the offer that has been reported, and David Boyle said it himself, the low eights, so let's say it's somewhere around 8.25 with a full no-trade clause where you get the advantages of being in Nashville and the tax situation you're in.
Yeah.
It looks like realistically somebody would have to go to 9.5 or more to beat that. So who are the teams in your mind? Who are the teams in your mind that could do that?
Well, I think it comes to who's willing to clear room. Like, basically, if New Jersey does the Brinket, they're out. So that leaves Philadelphia. That leaves Seattle. Off the top of my head, they can do it no problem. But the other thing I think you have to remember is that if Philip Forsberg goes on the market, he's a 40-goal scorer. There's going to be teams that you look at and say, they can't do it, they can't do it, they can't do it. But someone's going to say, we're going to try to do it. Like, 40-goal scorers do not become available that often. So I don't think you should necessarily look. Like, look, the obvious cap teams that could do it now that I think would, I mean, Seattle would be foremost. I think Philly would try it. But you have to recognize that there will be teams out there you look and say, oh, they can't afford it. They'll work to do it. And the other thing don't forget is in the summer you can go 10% over the salary.
Welcome back in the Michelle Knezovic Show. And Jared, as we're in the middle of that clip, you say in my ear, we've got breaking news on Twitter. Don Davenport breaking. Philip Forsberg stays here in Nashville. Hearing the deal is done. 8 years, close to $70 million. $8.5 million a year. Official announcement expected tomorrow. Well, well, well. Look at what we got here. Not much happens on a Saturday, Jared. But
what a day.
What a day. Well, it looks like, you know, what Elliott was saying about all these other teams, if they want to clear space for Philip Forsberg, it's not going to matter because we just heard this breaking news on Philip Forsberg staying here in Nashville. I mean, you said just a couple minutes ago that, you know, you were putting 100% on Philip Forsberg staying yep. here in Nashville. And David Poile actually has spoken on the record saying, you know, we want him. This is the first year I've covered the Nashville Predators here in this market. I know obviously you've been in the sports media world for a while, but everybody's been saying that this is almost out of character for David Poile to be speaking so much on that he wants Philip Forsberg here, to even say a dollar amount a couple days ago saying, you know, we figured out basically all the ins and the outs, the no trade clause, all of that. And they're just really trying to narrow down on a dollar amount. Looks like they hit 8.5, which is pretty much in the middle of the two. Looks like each side probably had to compromise a little bit. Forsberg, or the Predators wanted low eights. Forsberg wanted high eights. But, I mean, if you're a Nashville Predators fan right now, seeing this news, hearing this news, like I said, from Don Davenport on Twitter, Philip Forsberg stays here in Nashville, hearing the deal is done. 8 years, close to $70 million total, 8.5 a year. You got to be pretty happy. I mean, Philip Forsberg is coming off a career high year. And if there's any chance of this team being competitive next year, you need him on your roster.
Yeah. If this was the competitive rebuild, and let's just say that this is true, if this was the competitive rebuild that they've talked about, there is absolutely no way that you can dish out Philip Forsberg, get nothing in return, and call yourself competing. In my opinion, I've watched a lot of hockey games here. I've produced a lot of hockey games. I couldn't imagine not seeing number 9 out on the ice playing for the Preds. A lot could be said about the Shea Weber. You know, I was here for that too when they dealt him and got PK Subban. I 100% agreed with that trade at the time too. This, I think, is going to work out for the better. It's hard to picture the Preds not filtering the offense through number 9 in some shape or form.
Well, and considering the productivity he had this year with the Nashville Predators, really, you know, between him, Matt Duchene, Yossi, really carrying this team, and also Ryan Johansson having a great season for his own personal goals. But Philip Forsberg, I mean, if you didn't get this re-signed with him, I mean, you're looking at, do you go full rebuild? Or you're looking at NHL free agency, and now you have to work to get another top goal scorer in this league, and those are hard to find, and you're also going to be spending a lot of money just to go get one. So I think the fact that this happened today, Saturday, July 9th, now you've got a couple days before NHL free agency, and you can think, okay, what other pieces could we add to this Nashville Predators team to make them more of a playoff contender next year? They just signed Ryan McDonagh. He's going to be huge as a defenseman with Matthias Ekholm and Yossi. I mean, I think even his leadership on the team is just going to be great. I mean, the fact that, first off, he's an older guy. They signed him to a couple years. I mean, Tampa Bay wouldn't have got rid of him if it wasn't for a cap casualty. They would have kept him, but they had to pay other younger guys.
Correct. Yeah, they definitely wanted to keep him, but they couldn't. There was no way. They had to get rid of him just to get rid of their cap.
So now with the Philip Forsberg signing and having that, well, reported by Don Davenport, having that lockdown official announcement is supposed to be tomorrow, do you think the Predators go out and make another maybe couple moves? What do you think that they could use on their team to kind of bump them to the next level in free agency? Obviously, we talked about the Ryan McDonagh move was a great one for them. Now you've got Philip Forsberg reported locked down. What else do you think that this Predators team could need moving forward?
It depends. Obviously, getting Ryan McDonagh is huge. I think just from a leadership standpoint, that's I'll give him the money just for his leadership. And I know that sounds weird, but the guy's won two Stanley Cups with the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's going to bring that knowledge to this team. Also, this past year or so, a little bit longer than that, the defense has been the number one problem for me on this team. We can score. We've always needed help with the secondary scoring, you know, like they said, but our defense has lacked. We're throwing people out there that, I mean, they, you know, they're just out there, you know, and that's to have a, and we've talked about it. Heck, they were even talking about it on the draft show about D pairings. You know, who do you throw at? Who do you throw them out there with?
Yep.
You got Ekholm. You have all these other people that he could play with. You know, Fabro, we could move Jeremy Luaison down there. They could be your third pair. You could have two good top two lines on defense, or you could have one monster line. You know, we've seen that in the past when they got PK Subban. There was talk that they were going to put them with Roman Josi. They didn't do that. They went a separate direction and put him with Ekholm. So we could see this, but I think – just when they hit the ice, I think we're going to see a lot of the like lineup shakeup just to kind of see what we're working with and then kind of go from there.
So with Ryan McDonagh, you've reportedly locked down Philip Forsberg. What can we expect from Forsberg next year? I mean, with a career high this year, he's on a contract year. Everybody always says, you know, oh, well, he's on a contract year. He's on a contract year. That's why he's performing so well. And don't get me wrong. I think that, yeah, that could play a small part in it. But
and
I
there
don't
probably
think,
is truth to that.
There probably is truth to that. People think Jeffrey Simmons from the Titans had a huge year, now is having contract negotiations for his with the Tennessee Titans. But for Philip Forsberg, what would you think would be, you know, a realistic goal for him next year? A realistic expectation?
I would not expect him to get the 40 goals again.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a person on this team that could get to 40 goals again next year. I know that's crazy saying that we just had two. Obviously Forsberg playing in the contract year. We don't know how much that played into it. Maybe nothing. Who knows? I would like to think if Philip Forsberg maybe could get to that anywhere from like 23 to 33 goals. But you have to be productive, and it's not even necessarily the goals. It's just the production out of the offense. Like, we just have to move the puck. A lot of times it's that we get like to a stalemate where we just like don't move the puck enough, and then we have to take like a four shot. And to me, that's just not how we play hockey. I mean, during the Barry Trotz era, it was the dump and chase, which is fine, and that's a good way to play hockey, but at some point people are going to figure that out. So if you keep doing it, it's going to, you know, you're going to get the same result.
You're going to get figured out. I think Something you mentioned, too, was, you know, what he does on offense, not scoring goals,
right?
The chemistry between him and Matt Duchene this year, I mean, they were that dynamic duo out there. And just to build on that for another, right, they finally figured it out last year. And I feel like Matt Duchene really just honed in on John Hines' coaching, and between him and Philip Forsberg on the ice this year, I mean, they were monsters. And to have another year of that chemistry under their belt, I mean, I think that those two are going to have, like you said, probably not career high, you know, historic seasons again, but I think you're going to see a lot of production from them. Really quick, heading over to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If you want to text in, call in 615-737-1025. TK text in, love that Forsberg signs today, 9th on the 9th. So I thought that was pretty cool, you know. And then a no-name texter screenshots the tweet of the report. And then also I have to get to Elliot's really quick. Just spilled my morning brew in my car, and it's all in my cup holders and gear shift. Wonderful start to the day. As spilled coffee seems like, you know, the breaking news that just spilled onto our laps today. And we'll be talking about it for the next 30 minutes on this show. Text us in at 615-737-1025. Call us, tweet at us. We are live streaming on Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube, driven by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. You're listening to the Michelle Knezevic Show on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. What a Saturday morning here in Nashville. Welcome back into the Michelle Knezevic Show on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. I'm Michelle Knezevic with Jared Cassidy. Report surfacing this morning, Jared, about Philip Forsberg, 6 months in the waiting on whether or not he would re-sign with the Nashville Predators, as the NHL free agency is just a couple days away, coming up this Wednesday. Elliot Friedman tweeted, things are headed in this direction. Forsberg's bachelor party this weekend, so official signing yet to occur. 8 for 8.5. I mean, hey, you got to get things done before the bachelor party, before the wedding. He's going to need that money maybe for the wedding, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if you're a Nashville Predators fan, this has got to be great news this morning. They talked about whether or not he would be signed before the NHL draft, which happened this past week. And then obviously you only have a couple days between the draft and then NHL free agency. A lot of people thought that he would have been signed on draft day, the morning of, the night before. And Robbie Stanley, Chris Mason, and Willie Donick hosted our draft show, talked a lot about Philip Forsberg because it's going to be a big domino for the Nashville Predators if they weren't to get him re-signed. But like I said, reports are surfacing this morning that it looks like a deal has been done and that they were able to get the 8 years for $8.5 million for Philip Forsberg. And I've said this before, if you're a Nashville Predators fan, this has got to be such a weight off your shoulders, especially as you head into free agency, because it could have been a lot different if it's Monday, Tuesday, and people are shaking in their boots a little bit. Elliot Friedman was on the DDC and said, you know, things can get emotional when it comes to contract negotiations, right? The closer you get to that deadline, and this has been such an ongoing, lengthy process and has been spoken out in the public, right? I mean, Philip Forsberg was on the stage at CMA Fest and people were chanting, re-sign Forsberg. And David Poile has been outspoken about how they really want to re-sign him. And now it's just a matter of figuring out that right dollar amount for both parties. And reports surfacing today that it looks like they narrowed down on that 8 years, $8.5 million. Jared, you've been here in Nashville, you know, for a couple years now, a fan of the Nashville Predators, not only covering them, but also a fan and enjoying their games. If you put your fan cap on, how does it feel to have that done? And now you have a couple days before free agency and you can have a clear picture of what this team will look like next year or what you need to get in free agency to be a solid playoff contender.
Yeah, I mean, it just opens up so many more doors for him. If he is signed and that it appears that way, that just gives them flexibility now to know their dollar amount that they can spend on what they need. I mean, like I said, you know, we got McDonough. I would like to see at least one more person for a defense come in here just to kind of give you some security in a problem area from last year. I would also like to see some more scoring. I know that's just a blanket statement, but I really would like to see some more offense come in, some more speed. I think that's one thing that we lack too, is kind of some speed through the middle. You know, back when we had the Jofa line, we did have some speed. We still have Forsberg. We still have Johansson. We no longer have Arvidsson, but apparently our first-round pick has been
compared to Victor Arvidsson to be a steal in the draft.
And David Pastrnak. So if you follow the Boston Bruins, you would know that name.
Because we know you're a huge Boston sports fan.
Yeah, just not a big Bruins fan, sorry.
Good.
Yeah. I just think that now that if it is true and he is signed, it just gives them so much more flexibility, whereas if they didn't have him signed before free agency actually starts. Now they can kind of put the puzzle pieces together and kind of see what we're kind of working with. I mean, we know how the end result happened last year. So, I mean, now we just have to apply these couple of things that we need, get some more players. The thing I like the most about it, though, is that our depth is starting to come back in the fold. Milwaukee playing great. They had a great season this year. Just having some players down there that we can kind of move up and around gives us a big flexibility where that we haven't had in the past.
Well, and I think, too, if you look at the Central Division, I mean, some big news surrounding the NHL draft was the Chicago Blackhawks trading two of their young guys. And now you've got pretty much Seth Jones on the team, who you signed to this huge contract. And that team was bad this year, and point blank is going to be just even worse next year. So you've got them. You've also got Arizona, who's not going to be very good next year. And the Preds are, we didn't know what this next season would hold for them because of the big Philip Forsberg question. And with the report surfacing today that he is going to be re-signing with the Nashville Predators, 8 years, $8.5 million. Like, this is huge for them, because I know that a lot of people said, right, like 100%, I have no doubt in my mind that he will re-sign with the Predators. And from the outside looking in, right, that's maybe what it could look like. You know that they've both made it clear that they want to be here in Nashville. The Predators made it very clear that they want Philip Forsberg. Philip Forsberg, you know, loves the city of Nashville. His fiance is a country singer. So, I mean, your family plays a role into living here. The cost of living in Nashville, Willie Donick made a really good point on that, that, you know, if he were to go to a New Jersey or something like that, they would have to offer him more, like a $9 million for it to even out to the 8.5, just based off living costs and taxes. And you have to play so many different factors into it that affect, you know, you can look at a $9 million or an $8.5 million, but it probably ends up evening out, especially if the New Jersey deal was only 7 years, right? And this, he was able to get the 8 years here, because this will be Forsberg. I mean, how old is Forsberg? 30? Let's see. Oh, 27. Okay. So this will be his, you know, his big contract. 8 years will bring him into, oh gosh, do my math quick, 35. So he wants to make sure that he can secure a salary and be able to support his family, because in the NHL, you just don't, it's a physical game. He doesn't know what could happen to his body or anything like that.
Right. There's no end date. I mean, that's the thing about it. It's not like you're going to start on this day and you're going to be done at this day. You know, I mean, everybody that plays any kind of sport will tell you that there's a timetable on how long you can play. I mean, Tom Brady's kind of ruining that for a lot of people.
Yeah, he's just a freak of nature and ages backwards, I swear. He's Benjamin Button.
Yeah, he's not. He's definitely not from this planet, that's for sure. But yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, Willie said during the draft show that because they were talking about potential people that could make a run at him, and Philadelphia came up just out of that. Philadelphia, if he were to win there, like, let's say that the Preds offer him $9 million, and let's say that Philadelphia gave him that, Willie was saying that he would make like around $7 million. So you're talking a $2 million pay cut just from being in a different city. So maybe that had something to do with it. I just think, like I said, you asked me when I thought the contract would get done, and I said by Monday, right? So I originally thought that it would get done this weekend, 100%, just because.
Well, it's interesting. They do it on a Saturday morning, and the reports aren't, you know.
And that's why I said Monday, was that it, you know, wouldn't be crazy, nothing, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to kind of not necessarily hide it under the rug, but they just don't want it to, you know, balloon.
Yes, exactly. And the reports surfacing right now say that the Predators are supposed to make that official announcement tomorrow, Sunday, for Philip Forsberg, 8 years, $8.5 million. If you're a Preds fan listening, text us, call us. What are your thoughts on the Predators getting this done? 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can listen to us on the Game Nashville app, 1025-1063. Also, we're streaming on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. Our streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. And Jared Cassidy and myself, Michelle Knezovic, are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio. Crazy morning here in Nashville with reports surfacing that Philip Forsberg will indeed wear that number 9 Preds jersey again next year.
And, as of 40 seconds ago.
And what are the odds? It's July 9th today. You're listening to the Michelle Knezovic Show on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
What are you about to say to the Nashville crowd?
I mean, like I said, nobody does it better. Look at this. It's Nissan Stadium, unbelievable crowd. The artist's been on fire all night. I just want to, everybody raise their glasses. I'm obviously not an original Nashvillean, but being from Sweden, thank you guys for taking care of me so well. And as we say in Sweden, skål!
Hey, do you like being in Nashville, Philip?
I do.
You a fan of being in Nashville?
Yeah. It's a heck of a place.
Hell of a place.
I've been keeping tabs on the news and stuff.
Is he a free agent?
Are you official yet? Yeah. Have you signed back with the Preds yet?
Should we help him a little bit? Guys!
We got 67,000 people out here at Nissan Stadium. This is being filmed for television tonight. On August 3rd, you'll be able to watch your face back on TV, everybody. But we need Philip back on the Preds, and we need to make this free agent official. Can we get it? Re-sign Forsberg!
Let's go!
Re-sign Forsberg! Keep that noise going. Get ready. We got one more performance. Kill it up. Philip Forsberg, people.
Thank you, guys. Let's do it.
Well, I know you Nashville fans love it. It is officially official. Philip Forsberg is re-signed as a Nashville Predator this morning. And how fitting, on July 9th, number 9 will be back on the ice in a Predators jersey next year. 8 years, $8.5 million. Welcome back into the Michelle Knezevic Show. I'm Michelle Knezevic, Jared Cassidy behind the glass. What a wild morning this morning. We saw reports surfacing, and it is official. Philip Forsberg will be a Nashville Predator this weekend. And how fitting. I'm seeing all the tweets that his bachelor party is this weekend. So just got to make sure he gets that done before the bachelor party and, of course, before NHL free agency. If you're a Nashville Predators fan, text us, call us. What are your thoughts on getting Philip Forsberg re-signed official this morning? The official tweet from the Nashville Predators: Smashville, your Nashville Predators are pleased to announce that we have agreed to terms with Philip Forsberg on an 8-year contract. And by the last segment of the show, Jared, it's official.
Yep. Also, as of 1 minute ago, George Kittle, noted Philip Forsberg fan, just tweeted out a GIF of Philip Forsberg in a hat, and he's waving.
And the Predators tweeted at, hey, at George Kittle. So there's been a lot of, you know, tweets, and that was the CMA Fest when Philip Forsberg was on the stage here in Nashville, said he loves Nashville. It's no surprise that he loves Nashville. But now, Predators fans, you can finally relax for the rest of your weekend. You can know that as they head into free agency starting on Wednesday, that the Predators will have a clear picture of what this team is going to look like next year and what pieces that they need to put around their stars like Philip Forsberg, Matt Duchene, Roman Josi. They just added Ryan McDonagh as a defenseman to the team, coming off 2 Stanley Cups, a Stanley Cup Finals. So if you're a Predators fan, you've got to be pretty happy with so far how David Poile and the Nashville Predators have handled this offseason. Obviously, there's still time with NHL free agency, but this was a huge, huge puzzle piece to be put into place for the Nashville Predators.
Right. Yeah, this was step one to the, let's say, free agency period, right? We knew that this had to get done by the 13th. I thought 100% that it was going to get done. I felt like their hand was kind of played. You know, you're either going to let him walk for nothing or sign him. And I'm of the believer, if you don't sign him, you're not a better team. And I don't know if, and I'm not going to claim that I, you know, would know who to plug in to make 2 people or so to be Forsberg. I didn't know that. I also don't think that they had the option to do that. I think that they had to get him signed. He needed to stay here. It's time to watch this thing grow. I mean, these people, you know, we're adding pieces, but these players have been together. It's clicking. They've had the time. You said earlier, just being under John Hines' system. I mean, he came in and not a good situation. COVID hit, boom. It's just, it's not been a great start. I feel like now they're starting to get it going. Let's let's give this another run.
Well, I agree. And we talked about a little bit earlier on the show about, you know, how important Philip Forsberg is, not only as a goal scorer of this team, but just on offense in general and what he does on the offensive side, even when he's not touching the puck, and his chemistry that he has been able to establish and grow on with Matt Duchene this year.
Right.
It's those two together made each other better. And with Matt Duchene really just honing in, and I mean, John Hines has not been, you know, shy about saying, I had a conversation with Matt Duchene and they figured out what they needed to do. How can he lean into his coaching and how can he coach him? And I think what you mentioned of John Hines kind of gets put into the system and then COVID hits, which ends up being so much longer than we expected, and sports are changed and life is changed, and we're finally kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And although COVID still is very much happening in our society, that we're finally being able to see those sports, right, go back to that normalcy. And I mean, this is the first year NFL training camp is back since, like, back in full swing, almost full swing, with no masks. And you know, the Predators development camp is coming up, and we're finally kind of seeing that. And I think what the Nashville Predators did with this signing with Philip Forsberg, like, it is just going to be up. This team is getting better in the offseason, and that is what you need if you're a Predators fan and what you want to see. And I think with the re-signing of Philip Forsberg, with the addition of Ryan McDonagh, it's just going to make this team, I mean, they're making themselves better, and that is what you want. It was a very disappointing ending to the season for Predators fans after they got swept in the playoffs.
Right.
But, I mean, you've got to be happy if you're a Predators fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the trajectory, having Forsberg on your team and then not having him is completely different. You're totally two different realms. I mean, you just cannot – you couldn't lose somebody like that and expect to replace him right away with the same production that you have from him. Like I said, even if it's not scoring, he just, like, him having the puck, like, the man's a wizard with the stick and a puck. It's crazy. I have seen him score some just ridiculous goals, and pretty grateful that we get to watch it for the next 8 years. So Nashville, enjoy this one, because I got a feeling he stayed here for us.
Exactly, and he's getting married too. He's got his bachelor party this weekend. He signs his big deal. If you're a Nashville Predators fan, you have got to be ecstatic right now. And this team is on the up. It's on the rise. I know a lot of people were like, fire John Hines, fire Poyle in the offseason, but them getting this deal done is a big check off the list. There's still rumors about Barry Trotz potentially joining, you know, the management side of things for the Nashville Predators. Just a lot going on in this offseason. We will be discussing the Philip Forsberg situation all week and NHL free agency all week on our airwaves. You can listen on 102.5, 106.3, the Game Nashville app, also streaming on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. You can listen starting Monday morning, Robbie and Rex Road, 6 a.m., 6 to 10 a.m. with Robbie Stanley. And Joe Rex Road is on vacation this week, so who better to fill in than Adam Vingan, our Predators expert. So it's going to be a lot of hockey talk on the airwaves this week. What a Saturday morning, Jared. What a crazy morning.
Incredible.
We knew we were going to talk about Forsberg, but we didn't know that a deal would get done this morning. So just a crazy day. Wow.
8 years. I mean, it's just, it's why it needed to happen. It definitely did. Man, just feels good. Start a good week, Nashville. Y'all deserve it.
Yes, exactly. Have a great weekend, Nashville. Hopefully you are smiling big right now that Philip Forsberg, number 9, is re-signed on July 9th. What better way? You're listening to the Michelle Knezevic Show. We'll be back in action 6 a.m. Monday morning with Robbie and Rex Road. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.